Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley. We heard a true story recently that caught our attention. A young South American man described the time he worked on a farm in Paraguay. He also admitted he hadn't done any manual work like this before.
The farm had both crops and a few sheep, and the farmer was glad of his new helper and spread him around to learn many different things. Now, one of the ewes had just lambed, and he gave the lamb into the young man's care.
That's right. The farmer told him as long as he took special care of the little lamb and occasionally fed and petted it, it would follow him everywhere. When there's only a few sheep, farmers often individually name them. And he told his helper that he'd named the lamb Navidad.
The name Navidad is a Spanish equivalent to our word Christmas. The young man developed a real fondness for Navidad because, sure enough, that little lamb followed him everywhere on the farm. If Navidad sometimes wandered away too far from him, he'd just call it and it would obediently trot back to him.
He often wondered why the farmer had given him the little lamb to look after. Then he thought it must have been because he'd wanted a special pet, but didn't have time to look after it. Well, as time went by, somehow that little Navidad touched a chord in his heart. He really enjoyed having Navidad's company. I suppose it was similar to the bond between a man and his dog.
Well, time passed, and at the end of the year approached, the young man had a disturbing thought. Had there been any particular reason the lamb was named Navidad, which meant Christmas? Surely not. But then he realized the farm lived off its own produce, and the sad truth sank in.
Yes, it all made sense now. Navidad was to be offered as their Christmas dinner. His little lamb to be killed just so they could have food to eat? His pet that he was so fond of? His companion that was near to him every waking moment? His heart was truly saddened, but things were scarce on the farm, as it hadn't been a good season, and there was no such thing as a supermarket nearby. Navidad, the little Christmas lamb, must die, so that they might live.
For the first time in his life, the young man understood just a little of how the Lord God must have felt when his son Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. Jesus truly died that we might live. Yes, it cut deeply into the Father's heart to offer his own son Jesus. And yet the Lord Jesus knew exactly what he'd have to go through and still willingly offered himself in our place.
Yes. The young farm helper said that the little Christmas lamb, Navidad, also quietly went to be slaughtered. Mercifully, it didn't know what would happen. But Jesus did. That's why he suffered such agony of spirit in Gethsemane, then paid the ultimate price on the cross for every one of us. Earlier in Jesus' ministry, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to be humbly baptized by him and called out, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He recognized Jesus was fulfilling what the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 53.
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.